Jared, to you first. What do you think? I mean, is it just a common sense reform to say, look, if you are going to get taxpayer money, you know, while you don't work, you should be somebody who would be, you know, qualified today to take a job?
Well, I think Jeff and I can both agree that we don't want welfare benefits going to drugs. I mean, that's common sense reform. But I think the Arizona and the Missouri model are probably the best tests that we should use with respect to awarding these benefits. Specifically, they're saying that anyone who is reasonably suspected of using an illegal drug, you should be tested. And I think that's a common sense reform that ultimately serves the end goal of making sure welfare benefits are not going to buy drugs as opposed to helping someone who's destitute.
Jeff?
This is not about preventing drug use. This is about Republican election year politics. You notice that everyone who's introduced these bills are Republicans, and this is part of how they run their elections. It goes back just to Ronald Reagan saying he saw, quote, a strapping young buck buying a T-bone steak with food stamps and a welfare queen driving around in a Cadillac. It's all racially charged. It's very ugly. But this is how they do their politics. If Republicans were really concerned about preventing abuse of government services, government funds, they would also be advocating that we drug test, say, the chairman and CEO of ExxonMobil or various farmers who get subsidies, but they're not really concerned about corporate welfare or subsidy welfare and abuse of that type of thing. They're interested in exploiting hatred of poor people, who they could not care less about.
Well, hatred of poor people, Jared. You know, I've looked at some of the reports on this, and it's hard to find a lot of examples of where people are on drugs and are getting welfare. It's one of those things where it's sort of a solution in search of a problem.
And that's why the test should be anyone that's reasonably suspected of using illegal drugs. I mean, you see that happening all the time in CPS cases, in the family courts. If the judge, the assistant judge, or the judge finds or believes that that person is taking drugs, well, they do a quick little test that costs about $8. I mean, the reality is this isn't going to be something that's going to be abused. And the fact is we're dealing with other people's money. It's called tax dollars. And we've got a national debt of over $15 trillion, a deficit of $1.3 trillion. The last thing we need to be doing at this point in time is allowing welfare benefits to be used to buy drugs. It's a common sense reform that 23 states are looking at that I think makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and Jeff, let me press you on this a little bit, because people will say if it's not happening on a big scale, even if you can't find a lot of examples of it, wouldn't it just make sense to make sure that it's not, because nobody would want it to?
It's a violation of the Constitution. People have a right to the integrity of their bodies. That's guaranteed to us by the United States Constitution. And this is really, this exposes how we know that they're not really serious about this, that this is about appealing to really the ugliest basis elements of that party, of the Republican Party, because it's not based on anything in reality. And no. If it was, they would urge drug testing of the CEO of ExxonMobil, and we don't seem to be hearing about that. The real remedy to this problem, the real solution, is to create jobs. And just as President Obama and his administration has been doing for 23 straight months, have been creating jobs, have turned an economy around that was right on the brink of a depression left to us by the Republicans in 2008. And that is the real solution to this problem, creating jobs, which now the Republicans no longer want to talk about.
Jared?
Well, you know, the reality is people don't have a right to welfare benefits, and I can promise you this, in the private sector, if the CEO of any large company was reasonably suspected of using illegal drugs, that board would get rid of them right away. I mean, the reality is we have a problem that's a spending problem, and the Obama administration has let it get under control, and there is no reason to block common sense reforms that say that anybody reasonably suspected of using illegal drugs should not get welfare benefits. They need help. They need treatment. I mean, the goal should be to help people stay healthy, to avoid substance abuse problems, and to eliminate fraud. And that's what these common sense reforms do.
Well, where are these statistics showing that people who are on welfare use food stamps are disproportionately using drugs? I've not heard that.
That's not the issue. The issue is, are they reasonably suspected of using illegal drugs?
Jared, hold on one second. What you're proposing is a solution to a problem that doesn't exist. Now, you said that if the chairman of a company was suspected of using drugs, that board would insist on taking him out or testing him or something like that. We're not talking about private companies. We're talking about the government.
Yeah, well, one at a time. We just got to keep it orderly here. Jared, I'll let you respond to that, and we'll have to go. I'm just running short on time. Go ahead.
Well, I just can't believe that Jeff would subscribe to the position that a person reasonably suspected of using illegal drugs should not be should receive welfare benefits. That person shouldn't be dealt with, gotten into treatment to make sure that those monies are not going towards drugs. I mean, that's common sense. Regardless of how large the problem may or may not be, if a person is reasonably suspected of using illegal drugs, we need to do something about it.
We will be in agreement when you agree that we can also test those who receive corporate welfare.
You
how
guys are well. Well, we'll have to debate that another time. That's Jeff Berg, who is a liberal commentator at PartisanGridlock.com and also the chairman of the Harris County Republican Party, Jared Woodfill.